Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our essentials news offering, Procuring Authority, Dubai Electricity and Water Authority has reordered a rebid of the Hassyan Independent Water Project tender on August 3rd this year. Over in the project and export finance space, on our third-party news tracker service, Japan has announced a list of its firms subject to tighter foreign ownership rules, including majors such as Toyota Motor Corp and Sony Corp, as the US and Europe step up scrutiny of industries key to national security. Vestas has appointed Anders Nielsen, Executive Vice President of Vestas Power Solutions and Chief Technology Officer. And two renewable energy projects in Chile have filed for environmental approval so far this month. Over in the commodity finance space, on our third-party news tracker service, Swiss commodities merchant Trafigura plans to merge its three-year-old crude oil marketing office in Guingzhou in East China's Shandong province, with an oil desk being set up in Shanghai, sources said. Vancouver-headquartered Next Gen Energy has appointed Tony George to the position of Chief Project Officer. Open Trade Finance Network Contour has announced the completion of a Bose deal and Rio Tinto deal, supported by Chinsei, DBS Bank, S-Docs and Standard Chartered. Canada's Next Gen Energy has sealed a financing package worth a total of $30 million with Queens Road Capital Investment. And US LNG gas developer NextDecade Corp said energy demand destruction from the coronavirus could delay the timing of its decision to build its proposed Rio Grande LNG export plant in Texas. And finally, in the trade finance sphere, last by no means least, on our third-party news tracker service, Singapore-based Validius, an SME financing platform, has raised over $40 million, with $20 million in committed capital in its ongoing Series B Plus funding round. The EIB has signed a financing agreement of $10 million with Banque de Claire to finance investments of Egyptian small and medium-sized enterprises in the manufacturing and services sector. And Japan has announced a list of its firms subject to tighter foreign ownership rules, including majors such as Toyota Motor Corp and Sony Corp, as the US and Europe step up scrutiny of industries key to national security. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.